Good evening and welcome to Audio Mo 11 day 8. I'm playing catch up a little bit, but this is still relevant to my views. I'm talking about the bucket list. I'm talking about the kind of person I want to be before I die. A little bit different to the normal lists we see of possessions, etc., and places we want to travel to and things we want to do. I'm looking at the idea of becoming the person I should be. And this is not meant to be arrogant, it's not meant to be pretentious, it's just a thought, it's just the way I'm thinking. And what I'd like to do before I die is be the best person I can be. To be able to say to myself, if not my maker, I did the best I can. I am the best person I can be given the circumstances. And I've just said given the circumstances as if that's an excuse. I don't mean it in that way. I mean it in the way that we all live on this earth, we all live with each other, and we have to coexist. And it isn't always easy to be the right person in those situations. But what does it mean to be the right person? What does it mean to be the best we can be, the best person? Well, I'm looking at it from the point of view as human beings. You've often heard the saying, when we've done something wrong or made a bad choice, well, I'm only human, as if that excuses our actions. Well, I'm only human means what? We're human beings, we're the best on this planet, we're the best species that we know that exists. And so we shouldn't belittle it by degrading comments such as I failed because I'm only human. It should be possibly I failed because I'm a poor human, or at this moment in time I wasn't behaving fully human, fully within the powers that are capable, that I am capable of. And this is what I'm trying to explore. I'm rambling a bit at the moment. I'm trying to get my thoughts together on this. And I'm not used to booing. This is my first attempt at it this month. So, and there's an excuse again, you see. So, to be the best I can be means for me to embrace the fact that I'm a human being, to embrace what that means, that it means I have a questioning mind. It means that I have a hole that needs filling, desires that need to be quenched. And what do we do to fill that hole? What do I do? You look at things like jobs. I do. I look at things like job prospects or better living conditions, increasing my friends, looking for things to do with my life. And again, these are all the things that the bucket list is normally about. And these things don't fill me. No matter what I do, I'm still searching for more, and that's human nature. We're always looking outwards. And I think we should start looking inwards a little bit more, because within us, everything is there. We search for answers to life, the universe and everything, and that is what it means to be human, to do so. And looking inwards, looking at who we are, will probably give us some answers. I don't know how, I don't even know if I'm ever going to get to that point in these boos. But to look inwards first, to see who I am, what's made me who I am today, and how I can improve that, because let's face it, none of us are perfect. So we all have things to strive for. And surely it would be a nice idea, before we die, to think to ourselves that, well, I'm the best I can be. I'm the best person I can be. Because that will reflect on everybody around us too. It will reflect on our friends and associates and everything that we do in life. So that's where I'm developing the theme. And my next boo will go a little bit further, hopefully. Well, thanks for listening again, and for those that are. And good evening, and see you soon.